Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 7:40 on this finally Friday morning. Big day yesterday on the campus of St. Clair County Community College. The president of SC4, Kirk Kramer, joins us right now. President Kramer, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And congratulations to you and to the faculty and to the students and to SVSU, Saginaw Valley State University. A really interesting and unique partnership entered into
it,
here.
It is unique. It is a side-by-side partnership collaboration. Saginaw Valley has a very similar vision to us of being engaged with the community and serving students. And the biggest congratulations goes to the students and the residents of this community. This is a great opportunity to earn a bachelor's and eventually master's degree right here locally in the community and with the support of SC4. That's the unique piece, is the side-by-side work of SC4 and SVSU. So our recruiters, our advisors, our tutors, our library services are all part of helping students be successful to get that bachelor's degree. So it's using our resources to help students continue and be successful.
This started literally a year ago today. You and SVSU had your first meeting, right?
Yes, we're talking casually with them, but they came to visit campus, and they were impressed with the city, impressed with our campus, impressed with our drive to really serve students, which really met their drive to help students succeed. And so that's where we came together. And after a year, which is pretty fast in higher education to get this agreement done, we signed three agreements yesterday. One is a general memo of understanding to collaborate and work together. One was to bring a Bachelor of Science in Nursing to our campus. And the other one was a direct admission agreement. So any graduate of SC4 can go directly to Saginaw Valley, don't need to apply. They're automatically in. So those are three significant agreements. Another piece of this, though, Paul, is we start with Bachelor of Science in Nursing, but this will be multiple degrees. We're looking at business, accounting, criminal justice, social work, and education. And so both elementary and secondary education to help grow our teachers in this community.
One of the great moments that I recall from yesterday's signing ceremony was there's a big section of nursing students there. And somebody from SVSU was talking about the success rate of their nursing program. And you could hear an audible gasp come from the student nurses from SC4.
Yes, the nursing program is very rigorous and very successful, and Saginaw Valley is matched very closely with our success in our nursing program, but many health science programs, not just nursing. Again, we're starting with nursing, and you're right, students are very excited about the opportunity to move on to a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. Our agreement would be there's two parts of it. One would be a concurrent enrollment. So you could be enrolled at SC4 in the nursing program and at SVSU at the same time. So you're earning credits toward that bachelor's degree while you're at the community college. And so that's a great opportunity. Of course, you can finish and then move on.
Sure.
Transfer, but sure. Either one works for us.
Well, it makes it seamless. It answers that question that people have been asking for decades, and that is, why can't SC4 be a four-year university?
This is very close. We are separate entities. Yep. It's still SC4 is separate from SVSU, but with that integration and that high degree of collaboration, that's where this is unique and will be successful. This is very intentional on our part. The work has just begun. That was a great ceremony. It was a great start, and that's where you have to get started. I think it's always fascinating. The first step is always the most critical because you can't get to the end until you get started. So that was the first step. That was great. A lot of work to do. It's intentional. It's based on research. It's based on research of how students can be successful. And it's bringing it local. We will have local access, which is what the college was founded on, bring higher education to this community. This community really embraces higher ed and has for over 100 years. And so that just continues that path. And then it expands that path from high school all the way through your bachelor's degree. It's that path that's obvious, and it's right here in Port Huron.
It is exciting. What is SC4 going to have to do to adapt? Are you going to have to hire more instructors? Are some of the SVSU instructors coming over here? How does that all work?
Well, not directly. We are hiring more instructors because we're growing. Our enrollment is growing. We're getting bigger as a college, and so we need more faculty. And our faculty are the backbone of what we do, and so we hire more faculty for that. Indirectly, Saginaw will be looking for adjunct professors to offer classes here, and some of our faculty are qualified to teach that. So imagine, Paul, you take your English class and you just mm-hmm. think that professor is the greatest ever. Then you can take your junior, senior level higher education class with your favorite professor. Isn't that great?
That's a great opportunity for those students and a great opportunity for those professors as well.
Yes, yes. It really helps the entire community.
When somebody is enrolling for these higher classes, the SVSU classes, do they do that through the SC4 website or do they do that through SVSU?
It would be through SVSU, yep. Because we are still separate entities. But someone that perhaps stays in our housing for 2 years mm-hmm. to complete their associate's degree, now they're with Saginaw Valley, they could stay in our housing. Okay. So we provide that opportunity and that access to complete that degree.
You said this is just the beginning. There may be more papers to sign, right?
There will be more papers to sign because SVSU and SC4 are very closely aligned in this high degree of collaboration. Again, we go back to your first question. The uniqueness of this is that high degree of collaboration.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We're talking with Kirk Kramer, the president of St. Clair County Community College. We should also mention that the Board of Trustees met yesterday. One of the agenda items, millage renewal, that's going to go before voters?
Yes, the board approved to put that on the ballot for August. This is a renewal. It was first approved in 1999, and it's been renewed every 4 years since then. So this is not a new tax. It's the same amount that's out there. It's the same support for the college, and it supports the things that we are doing, but we're also looking to the future of what is next. Yeah. Job training and retraining is part of that. As a college, community college, we're positioned very well for that. We teach the trades. We teach a two-year degree and go right in the workforce, like nursing and respiratory mm-hmm. therapy and radiology technology, welding, machining. But we also offer the transfer, so you can move on to be a teacher or a social worker mm-hmm. or a lawyer or a doctor. We also use it for repairing and upgrading our facilities. We have facilities that people need to use in order to be successful. In fact, Saginaw Valley, when they came to campus, were impressed with the level of facilities we had to support that junior and senior level type of work. And then the last piece is that four-year options, and that's what part of the millage is for. So that millage is supporting us, again, since 1999. It's essential for us to continue on our path of success.
Well, it's significant that you had the signing ceremony yesterday because it happens in the month of April, which is Community College Month, right?
April is Community College Month, which recognizes the high value that community colleges bring to communities. We're fortunate as a community that the people in 1923 had the vision to bring a college here to this town and to this area. We serve the entire area, the Thumb region, Southeast Michigan, and it makes a difference in this region. We bring in $20 million towards dollars from Lansing or Washington, D.C. that wouldn't be here if we were not here.
Yeah, pretty impressive indeed. Appreciate the update. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, and I love the new platform.
Good, thank you.
Great, good to see you.
Good. We'll mark you down as a yes. Okay.
A yes.
Thanks, Kirk. Kirk Kramer, the president of SC4 with us on WPHM. Check weather real quick.